The new $20 million expansion of the St. Joseph's Continuing Care Center, SJCCC, in Sudbury will be located at 319 LaSalle Boulevard. In Sudbury, and work on the project is expected to begin soon. SJCCC said the goal is to have the first patients moving into the new facility by December of 2023. News of the new building was released just over a month ago, when there was approval from the Ministry of Health for a planning grant for the expansion of their hospital rehabilitation care program in Sudbury. Carrie Gervais, the president and CEO at SJCCC, called it the best news possible. The expansion will allow St. Joseph's to relocate patients who have been receiving services at temporary spaces around the city. We applaud the Ontario government for supporting our community with much-needed rehab beds, she said. When built, they will provide critical capacity and enable us to move patients out of temporary spaces such as the Clarion Hotel. We are excited to begin planning to bring these state-of-the-art beds online as quickly as possible. Gervais added the project will have a positive impact on the pressure for more ALC, alternate level of care, beds in the community, as well as addressing the long-standing undersupply of rehabilitative beds in Sudbury that was an issue before the pandemic. More significantly, individuals, and particularly frail older adults, will have an opportunity for rehabilitation so they can continue living independently in the community, Gervais said. The estimated $19.87 million capital cost of the project will have a significant impact on the local healthcare system, Gervais added. In the months ahead, SJCCC will launch a capital campaign to raise the required local cost share in the amount of $2.7 million. Part of the fundraising will be through the popular local 50-50 cash lottery draw for supporters of SJCCC.